Christopher Murphy, Ben Wedler, welcome.
Hi, Julia. Hello. Thanks for having us.
So your youth theater holiday offering, A Charlie Brown Christmas, I must say has got it all. Great choice. Is this your first time directing it, Christopher?
It is. This is actually the first time it has been done in Fort Wayne, period. The stage adaptation is relatively new, and we are very excited to be presenting the Fort Wayne premiere.
That is just great. How are you choosing to approach it, especially as your maiden voyage?
Yeah, as a director, I think it's walking a very fine line between giving an audience what they expect when they come to see A Charlie Brown Christmas, all of the iconic moments that they know and love from the TV special, while also giving them a little twist on that and showing them our unique interpretation, because if we don't do something of our own with it, then we might as well just tell them to stay home and watch it on television. But we don't want to do that.
I think you're going to be putting your special little twist there. I'm counting on that one to be sure. Now, live music is not standard youth theater fare, but it's pretty essential and way savvy to this particular show.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's it like to be providing the live music as well as participating in doing that?
It's a lot of fun. The Vince Guaraldi music is so iconic with not only the Peanuts characters, but especially with the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And were you familiar with the music?
Most of it, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
As a fan.
As a fan, as a, well, yeah. As an avid watcher every year, yes. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think this is intriguing. The archetypal version of this story that seemingly everyone remembers and everyone loves is a cartoon. Is the conversion to live characters on a stage, in fact, a challenge?
I think it's definitely a challenge to bring the show to life on stage, but that's also part of the fun. Because you do want to bring your own take to the material while giving people what they expect. I think it's great to watch these amazingly talented young people bring their own take to these characters. And while I have certainly encouraged them to stay true in certain ways to what we know and love about these characters, to bring their own stamp to it. And that's what we've tried to do in, I think, every aspect of the production.
Quite clever. And Ben, is it kind of natural that you can be playing the music that they are used to hearing? And do they become the characters pretty naturally?
I think they do.
So lots of music, lots of dance scenes. Are your actors their ever overachieving selves for this challenge?
Oh, they are all overachievers. All of our youth theater kids are overachievers. We were really, really fortunate with this show. We had about 150 amazing kids come out from 8 to 18 to audition for this show. And we were really, really lucky to be able to look at all of those amazing kids and pull the best of the best and put them up there on that stage.
And that is 51.
Yes, we have 51 kids. We have a core cast of about 14 principal characters, and then our ensemble, we actually rotate out from one weekend to the next so that we can include more people in the show.
That's great. Yeah. And the more the merrier.
Yeah, it's great to give an opportunity to that many kids at the holidays.
How about you and your musicians, Ben? What core group of instruments do you have for this?
There are three of us. I'm on keyboard. We have Tom Newman on bass and Dan Catter on drums.
And can you keep up with the kids on this?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
It's great. It definitely sets the tone and the pace for the whole thing.
I think that music is so character driven that it helps the kids actually find their characters when they hear that iconic jazz and syncopation.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, what about that vintage pop culture that's going on with this show? Can kids feel that or maybe channel that, or do they need prompts? Is the music a prompt?
I believe so.
I think it does a really great job of capturing the kind of thing that we want at Christmas time. We all want something sort of traditional. We want comfort food in our entertainment at Christmas time. And I think this show is something that families are used to gathering around their TV together and watching. And they have every single year now for 52 years. Families have gathered in their living rooms and watched this show and listened to this music. And this is such a great opportunity to do that together as a family, but in a totally different way than you're used to.
I'm glad it's working out for you, because I know it's going to work out quite
It is. We're having a great time.
Okay. Now, my contemporaries remember the show's original TV premiere.
Yes.
In 1965, and the whole Peanuts comic strip phenomenon that was going on at mm-hmm. that time, too. What about all the younger generations, including your own, you two, and the kids on your stage?
Well, we're not that much younger, but yeah, well, we've really found that all of the kids involved in the show, all the kids who walked through the door, had a real grasp of the show. I really do think that for 52 years, people have been gathering together to watch this show, and these kids, by and large, know it just as well as I do, and I know it just as well as you do. It is really a part of the fabric of Christmas in this country.
That's cool, and the coolness of the music, putting it all together, this has certainly nicely survived the transition into the 21st century.
Oh, yeah.
It's timeless music. It's not music of the 60s. It's actually music that when they originally put it together, the producers and then network people were very unsure of the music because it didn't seem to fit the traditional score of a cartoon in the least. It's so adult.
Or a Christmas story.
Right. Absolutely. Uh-huh. They didn't like it. They wanted to chuck it. Of course, now, you know, you can't imagine a Peanuts cartoon without Vince Guaraldi music.
And then from that same time period grew, or certainly solidified, this huge fan base for Guaraldi that never went away. And
right.
Ben, as a performer and music director, is this a timeless sound that you find pretty much beloved by all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely has a certain sound to it that is simplistic. It's inviting. But yet it is complicated at the same time. You know, it has both elements. It's something to the average listener that it sounds pleasing and it sounds, you know, inviting, but it also gives a musician something to be excited about as well.
The average jazz player does catch the challenge of doing it well.
Yes, absolutely.
And how cool is it to channel Vince Guaraldi?
Yeah. It's been difficult at times. I'm still working out a couple of pieces there.
You'll get it.
I have to work. You've still got a week.
I got a week. It'll come.
Oh, I'm sure it is already there. And again, this is all such a wonderful labor of love on all of your parts with such a beloved story. I think I can speak for the city of Fort Wayne and say, oh, it's just delightful you're doing this.
Oh, that's good to hear. We certainly feel the same way, and we hope everybody else does.
Yeah.
Now, how does it all fit on that small but mighty First Pres Theater stage that you're presenting it on?
I actually think it fits terrifically well. I love the space at First mm-hmm, Pres. Mm-hmm. I think it is such an inviting space in Fort Wayne because it is big enough that you can do things that you might not be able to fit on some of the smaller stages in town, but no one in the audience is as far removed from the action as they are on some of the larger stages.
That's a really great point.
Yeah, and so, you know, I told the kids that they need to think of this as that same magical thing when you're watching Charlie Brown Christmas in your living room and you sort of tune out the rest of the living room around you, and that's what we're trying to get these people to do in the theater, is to tune out the fact that they're in a theater and just really enter the world of the show with these characters. And I think when you're as close to them as you are at First Pres, that is really
it's
easy
happening.
To do.
I do have to ask Ben, is there a place to carve out an orchestra pit for your small but mighty little trio?
Yes, we're on stage and up on a platform.
We would not dream of hiding them down in an orchestra pit. We've got them up high and mighty for everyone to see.
They'll see us the whole time.
Yeah.
You're adding dimensions they couldn't in the cartoon, but also that one cannot usually put into a Christmas celebration. So
right.
What a grand thing. This sounds just wonderful. Now, I know you've got a rehearsal call on your names, as a matter of fact. So my very last question, since any live holiday show, especially involving our talented Fort Wayne Youth Theater, is bound to be fun to produce, bound to be a crowd pleaser, what makes this live music version of a crazy fun cartoon story so very special to the cast, the crew, all of you, and the audience alike?
For me, I think what makes this show special is that it has such total family appeal. There are some things that I think children's theaters can produce that appeal to the kids that we're producing them for, but a little less maybe so to their parents. This is a piece that to me, your parents, your grandparents, your older brothers, your older sisters, everybody in the entire family can come and see this just as everybody in the family who is working on it feels, and everybody is going to enjoy it just as much.
Yes, I agree. My mom is very excited to come see the show, as are my 6 and 4 year old. they love those characters. They love Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Schroeder and Linus and Lucy. And yeah, I think it appeals to a very broad base.
And it has such a great message to it.
It does, yeah.
Christopher Murphy is director of Fort Wayne Youth Theater's Charlie Brown Christmas, and Ben Wedler is its music director and pianist. Christopher, Ben, thanks for spending your precious pre-show time with us today. Happiest of Christmases, Charlie Brown style.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Happy holidays to everybody.